Brian Piccolo. That man.
Right there.
It's not about how he died. It's about how he lived.
Look at the Kansas Comet. Right on his rear.
Number 40, Gale Sayers.
Oh, of course this won't load.
What a movie.
The computer.
Brian's song.
Yes, sir. Remember the first time I saw that?
Me too. You know where I was?
Both of you.
Where were you?
I was in the hospital.
Hospital?
I had a hospital for. I had surgery as a young man, as a young sixth grader, and I begged my parents. Well, I just got home from the hospital that day, and I begged my parents to let me stay up for that movie.
Did.
They let me stay.
Maz was on at like 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, I know.
What was your bedtime?
7:30?
What the hell was your bedtime in sixth grade?
Every day something gets revealed about him that is just mind-boggling.
My God.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it was.
Piccolo died of cancer at the age of 26.
Oh.
He left a wife and three daughters.
It still breaks my heart.
He also left a great many loving friends who just miss him and think of him often.
It breaks my heart. It is real.
When they think of him, it's not how he died that they remember. But rather how he lived.
There it is.
How he did live.
Yes. How he did live.
Who voiced that?
That was, was the guy that played Hallis.
Oh, my God.
Who played Hallis? The curly, reddish, gray hair.
Oh.
Warden?
Yeah, Warden. Yeah. That was Warden. Yeah.
Jack Warden, was it?
Jack Warden.
I think we should dedicate ourselves.
Oh, there he is.
That's Billy Lando Calrissian.
Listen to Billy D.
Give our maximum effort.
We'll take the ball up to big and
give the game ball
to Pick.
Pick.
Was this the same year as Godfather was made?
We can all sign it.
You're ruining all the great scenes.
I'm sorry. You're right.
And take it up.
Try not to cry.
Oh, God. Oh,
my God.
He had Shelley Fabres as his wife.
Remember when you caught me with those mashed potatoes?
Oh, boy, that part of the movie was tough, wasn't it?
The whole movie was tough.
Cliff Notes?
No more.
This is a story about two men, Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. One was a Hall of Fame running back, the other sucked ass. One was black, the other was white. One was shy as a three-year-old. The other thought he was a real jokester, but he really wasn't that funny. It's a story about how they came to know each other, fight each other, and help each other. And somehow this stupid story's made millions of men bawl their eyes out.
Gale arrives late for training camp.
Hey, Sayers.
Uh-huh.
I'm Brian Piccolo. I met you at the All-America game. I said, I'm Brian Piccolo. We're both playing for the Bears. You said, uh-huh. Whenever I'm feeling low, I think of that time you...
You're hilarious. Look, I got a chickenish. Where's that motherfucking old man Hallis?
Hallis Hall, right there. What a coincidence. George Hallis' office is...
Yeah, you're on a roll, Pick, but I got a chickenish.
Sayers.
Yeah?
He's a little deaf in his left ear. Stand his right side, okay?
Thank you, my brother.
10 minutes later, Gale meets with Hallis.
So how's that leg, Sayers?
Yeah, right here, sir. Leg is fine, old man.
Good, good. We're using backs as receivers this year. How are... Sayers?
Yeah, right here.
Look, kid, I know you got moves and stuff. You don't have to show them off here.
Just trying to stand on the side of your good ear and
my good ear and
Hey, Brian Piccolo told me you can't hear Damn!
Piccolo!
Later at a team meeting...
All right, listen up. We're talking about fines. You lose your playbook, that's $1,000.
Hey, Sayers, lose your playbook a second time. They cut off your foot and give it to the defense.
Mr. Sayers, we were just talking about the fine for talking during a team meeting. It's 25 big ones, and it's just been laid on you, motherfucker. Can you dig that?
Whatever.
Well, it might only be fair if Mr. Piccolo would sing us a fight song.
Yeah, don't let him get to you, Magic.
Here's to wait for you suck.
Sit down, Pick.
The old mashed potatoes trick. Good one, Sayers.
Meanwhile, back at practice.
That's actual music. All right, let's from the scene.
Sayers, Piccolo.
My plan is working.
What plan?
Getting you overconfident.
Sayers, 4.2.
That was
Piccolo,
annoying.
6.6.
Later that day...
He was not funny. Not in the movie.
Gail, as comfortable as we are with...
My stairs is spot on. I can't get over it.
King Jr. guy is making a lot of noise, so we're going to make some changes.
What, you want me to play flanker?
No, Gail. We're going to room some guys by position. You'll be with Brian Piccolo.
Oh, is that all?
Gail!
Hey, did you hear? You and me are roomies.
Word!
If they decided we're rooming together, it means you made the team.
Now that is what I call fat. Let's call our baby mamas with a 411.
You got it, brother.
And the rookie Sayers in the backfield.
I'd forgotten how much the movie sort of expressed how black Brian Piccolo was. I kind of forgot that.
Tried to be,
These cliff notes are really helping me.
Well, you remember the movie.
Yeah, but they're really helping me. They really revive the memories.
There's stuff, though, that I think you forget about that, you know, we're just filling in those blanks.
No,
that's
it's
all.
Good.
Back to pass in Sayers. He jukes left. Breaks a tackle. And another 50, 45, 40.
And while Sayers heads for the end zone, his white roommate Brian Piccolo is on the bench holding his dick nowhere near the field.
Touchdown, Sayers!
After the game.
Hey, Gail, that was quite a performance.
Good blacking, that's all.
Last night he said our line was like seven blocks of silly putty.
Good one.
You must be Gail's white roommate. What's it like sharing a space with a black person?
Yeah, as long as he doesn't use my afro comb or lift my Benjamins, everything is fine.
3 years of Rookie of the Year award, three Pro Bowls, and many NFL records later.
Gail Sayers back in the huddle, his white roommate Piccolo holding court on the Bears sideline.
Yeah, look like he's joking around. Nobody's laughing, though.
Strange. Swing left, Sayers. Hit on the knee by Kermit Alexander.
That knee is total.
Piccolo gives Sayers a fanny pat as he enters the game. Maybe the first white-on-black butt pat I've ever seen.
Never seen it.
Hand off to Piccolo. It breaks a tackle. He's got some running room. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brian Piccolo. What an effort.
Piccolo's run as the number one running back doesn't last long. 6 months later, Sayers is reinstalled as a starting halfback.
Hey, congrats, Gail. Nice rehab. Starting halfback. And we've got a hell of a rookie to back you up.
Yeah, I guess homie's back to chilling on the bench, huh?
Not so, Piccolo. You're my starting fullback.
Pick, you and me, starting backfield.
Off the hook, mother. All right, knuckleheads, weigh in. Keurig, 203. Gordon, 190. Piccolo, 145. Down another 5 pounds. Jeez, Sayers, get your buddy to load up on the pasta.
Yeah, I just need to throw down some 40s.
1 month later...
Gail, you know we sent Brian over some tests.
Give it to me straight, Coach Harris. What kind of shit are they finding?
Brian Piccolo has cancer. We're just about to inform your teammates.
I can handle that bullshit. Check this out, fellas. Listen up. Every week we hand out a game ball to the outstanding player. We're changing that shit today, because we just got word that Brian Piccolo is very sick. We should dedicate ourselves to give maximum effort to win the game. We'll sign the ball for Pick, and we'll take it up to the hospital. My God!
One day later in the hospital...
Magic, when you dedicate a game to somebody, you gotta make your opponent recognize. That was whack. Pat O'Brien never said, let's f*** some shit up for the Gipper.
Come on, Pick. Easier said than done. I gave my motherfucking best.
Yeah, think of the street cred this scar's gonna give me.
Gross.
I'm gonna vomit.
Pick.
1 month later, Gail Sayers is attending an awards banquet.
And the winner of the Most Courageous Player Award, Gail Sayers!
Yay! Let's go, Gail.
Thank you. You flatter me with this award and all that shit. But Brad Piccolo shows courage 24 hours a day. This award is mine tonight, but it's his tomorrow. And then if things keep going downhill, might be mine again. I love Brad Piccolo, and I want you to love him, too. And pray for him and shit.
The next day, back at the hospital, things are getting grim.
Hey, Magic.
How you doing, Pip?
Heard about the banquet. You giving me the bling. If you were here, I'd kiss you.
Bling, not good.
Thanks for the pint of blood you gave me. That explains it.
What?
I'm craving chitlins all day.
That's not funny. You can't see like that, Pip. It's politically incorrect.
That was written in 1970. You can get up in your grill and call you a n***.
Come on, Pick.
Remember when?
No, you just got sick, Pick.
It's Cliff Notes, Magic.
Oh, jeez.
Remember when you caught me with those mashed potatoes?
You deserved it.
Let's see you, Magic.
See you, Pick.
Brian Piccolo died of cancer at 26. He left a wife, three daughters, many bad punchlines, and lots of friends who miss him and think of him often. But they don't think of how he died. They think of how he lived. How he did live.
How many people do you think are crying right now?
It's so sad.
How could you not?
Those punchlines are just so sad.
God. I don't think I could ever watch it again the same way.
These punchlines.
Oh, man. I think it would have been really good. did in the real movie if he had said that about the award. Tonight's mine, tomorrow's Brian's, and then it would be mine again.
Because it probably would be.
It probably is. God, that movie's 44 years old. Yeah. How can that be? Remember when they remade it, when they redid it?
It's terrible.
They remade it?
Yes, they did. Without the real bear highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which sucked.
It was awful.
Because that was half the fun of that movie, was seeing all those Sarah's highlights. The real highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the, they had a lot of Bears players in the movie, too. Abe Gibron, the big fat coach. I remember him in there.
Yeah, of course I do. I remember him.
He was our head coach for a while, too. Later on. At least, any sign of Elric?
He should be here in about 15 minutes.
Oh, 4:30. Okay, cool.
You want to see John Daly now?
Yeah, what's... oh, man. He's got an American flag jacket.
I know.
Looks ridiculous.
Well, I think it's part of that